This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. We begin with the latest pandemic numbers from Johns Hopkins University, and once again, they are beyond grim. More than 5.1 million coronavirus cases worldwide, with 333,000 lives lost. The COVID-19 death toll here in the United States is approaching 95,000. The spread of the disease is picking up speed in Latin America, Russia, and the Indian subcontinent. India, with 1.3 billion people, has seen its biggest single-day case count. The same is true for Mexico and Brazil. The reported fatality tolls, Brazil 20,000, India 3,600, Mexico 6,500, and Russia 3,200. Meanwhile, here in the U.S. and elsewhere around the globe, efforts continue at restarting battered economies. All 50 American states are moving at separate paces to get people back to work. This in light of the latest U.S. unemployment numbers. The pandemic over the past 7 weeks has pushed 38.6 million Americans to file for jobless benefits, 2.4 million of them last week alone. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says when U.S. unemployment peaks this month or next, it could be as high as 25%, a level last seen during the Great Depression almost a century ago. China says it will pump $280 billion into local governments to help undo the damage done by the shutdowns put in place to stem the spread of the pandemic. Premier Li Keqiang told China's ceremonial legislature meeting in Beijing that the battle against COVID-19 is not yet over. The National People's Congress is meeting under strict health precautions. 4 new coronavirus cases have been recorded in China, but once again, no word of any new deaths. Analysts estimate as many as 130 million urban workers in China have temporarily lost their jobs, and that 25 million of those losses could be permanent. Japan's central bank is moving to ease economic pressures by providing $280 billion in no-interest unsecured loans to banks, cash to be earmarked for small and medium-sized businesses. This is VOA News. In East Africa, there is a multifaceted disaster, coronavirus, deadly flooding, and historic swarms of desert locusts, which are destroying badly needed crops. The World Bank has announced a $500 million aid program for the region. South Korea today reported 20 cases of COVID-19, 9 of them in and around Seoul, and 9 cases are believed to have come into the country through international arrivals. South Korea has been slowly allowing schools to reopen, but dozens in Seoul and Incheon closed again when several students tested positive for the virus. South Korea has recorded 11,000 COVID-19 cases, though its early rigorous testing program has kept its death toll to well under 300. Back in the United States, the government is putting up $1 billion to help AstraZeneca manufacture 400 million doses of a still experimental coronavirus vaccine being tested at Oxford University in the UK. The money is for development, production, and delivery should the vaccine prove both safe and effective after months of testing ahead. How is U.S. President Donald Trump doing as he faces election for a second term in November? A poll from the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research puts his job approval rating at 41%, disapproval at 58%. Mr. Trump yesterday visited a Ford plant in the battleground state of Michigan. And once again, in television coverage of the event, Mr. Trump showed up not wearing a mask, as the Ford executives around him all appeared with face coverings. The president continues attacking scientific findings that support the argument that he was slow to act on measures to fight the pandemic. The latest is a Columbia University study, which found that 61% of COVID-19 cases in the United States and 55% of its reported deaths could have been avoided if social distancing guidelines had been put in place 1 week sooner. The president called the finding a political hit job, calling Columbia a very liberal institution. And Mr. Trump refuses to back away from his support for the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine as a COVID-19 treatment, despite his own government's warning of its sometimes lethal side effects. Mr. Trump says he's been taking the drug himself. In other news, China is said to be intent on imposing new national security laws on Hong Kong, potentially sparking new anti-Beijing protests. Last year's often violent unrest plunged the Chinese semi-autonomous territory into its deepest turmoil since it returned to Chinese rule in 1997. Reuters is reporting that the new Beijing proposal could see mainland intelligence agencies set up bases in the global financial hub, raising fears of direct enforcement by Chinese authorities. Hong Kong media outlets reported the new laws would ban all so-called seditious activities aimed at toppling the central government or foreign interference in the former British colony. More news online at voanews.com. Coming to you by remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.